Good morning from Clarksville, Tennessee. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus as the MAC Lady Cardinals, the 14th seed in the NJCAA National Tournament, get set to take on the number 3 seed Florida Southwestern State Bucks as they introduce the teams. They've already done Court 1, MAC and Florida Southwestern, and doing Court 2, Trinity Valley and Frank Phillips. We'll go ahead and meet the starting lineup for both of these two teams, and we'll start it with the 14-seeded Lady Cardinals. They are 27-2. Their head coach is Tim Copeland in his 21st season. They go with this 5'11 sophomore from Bolivia, Belen Farofino, a 5'9 sophomore from Jonesburg, Missouri, Olivia Shaw, a 5'9 sophomore from Santa Helena, Brazil, Gabrielle Dombrowski, 5'11 sophomore from Brasilia, Brazil, Duda Passos, 6'2 freshman from Glenview, Illinois, Sada Pievich, and a 6'3 sophomore from Brazil, Lana Gallardi, the libero, is a 5'7 sophomore from Fredericktown, Missouri, Ava Pinyol. For the Florida Southwestern State Bucks, the 3 seed in the tournament, 24-3 this year, it is Cesar Benacci in his second season, or in his first season as head coach, the second ever head coach in Florida Southwestern State volleyball program history. They go with a 5'9 sophomore from Finland, Irina Mäkinen, a 6'1 sophomore from Brazil, Giovanna Rocha, a 5'11 sophomore from Peru, Valentina Zaveos, a 6'3 sophomore from Serbia, Alexandra Lucic, a 6'1 sophomore from Colombia, Sarah Gamboa, and the libero, 5'8 sophomore from Maitland, Florida, Sarah Webb. Starting lineups are brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington. With the full-service shop, they specialize in brakes, rotors, AC repair, and more. Plus, they offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, locally owned since 2015. Florida Southwestern in the white uniform with the FSW on the front of the jerseys. It is blue trimmed in purple with the numbers on the front and back, purple trimmed in blue. And I say blue, it's actually turquoise, purple stripe down the side of the jersey, white long sleeves. And at the elbow, the purple comes into effect at the elbow and down below. Mineral Area in the long sleeve black uniform with Mineral Area on the front, red no trim, Cardinals on the back, red no trim, numbers on the front and back, white no trim, black sleeves, gradient to red, down at the cuff, the libero, Ava Pinyol in the red uniform, wording on the front, Cardinals, black, trimmed in white, number, or a MAC, rather, black, trimmed in white, numbers on the front and back are white, trimmed in black. We're ready to go in this one. MAC will serve away from us as we are seated behind the baseline, if you will, but up in the very top section of seats here at Austin P. State University. And the Lady Cardinals are ready to go. They attack the floor furthest away from us. Florida Southwestern attacks the floor facing us, I guess, if you will. They are attacking towards us on your listening device here at AM 1240 KFMO and, of course, online at KFMOsports.com. They are finalizing the rotations on the floor before handing out the ball to serve, and it looks like Florida Southwestern may be serving first. MAC on serve receive as we get set for the National Volleyball Tournament. In the NJCAA, it comes down to 16 teams out of between 85 and 90 teams that start the regular season. It comes down to just 16, and the MAC Lady Cardinals are one of those teams, and no, in fact, it will be MAC serving first. Belen Farofino to put it in play, and how about an ace to start this one? Farofino has 25 aces this year. She leads the team in assists, 995. Of course, she is the setter. She will hoist and hit, and the NJCAA National Tournament is underway. Serve, receive, set to the right side. That'll ricochet off of a block played by Farofino. Back to Gallardi. She will clear. And the back row libero, Webb for Florida Southwestern. Blocked up front. It stays with the Bucks. Back row attack into a block and down for a point. That's Giovanna Rocha. Her first kill, and Florida Southwestern leads 1-0. And back to serve, it'll be Irina Mäkinen, the Finland native, 5'9 sophomore. Her bullet serve out. It's a service error, and we are tied at one early in set one. And Mack will send Kate Nichols into the game back to serve. Nichols comes in. And she puts it in play for the Mack Lady Cardinals. That serve received by the libero. Ooh, it's going to be a free ball for Mineral Area. High ceilings here at Dunn Center. Farofino will push that. Dombrowski through a block and going back to get it. Nichols, as she played it, sent it back up front. Dombrowski will tip over a free ball. It's played by Florida Southwestern, set to the left side and out. Mack leads 2-1 on the miss hit from Sarah Gamboa. And the Lady Cardinals have their first lead of the match. And that keeps Nichols on the serve line. And when she's in to serve, she's playing the back row. And Duda Passos is out of the game. Sada Pievic, Gabriel Dombrowski, and Lada Gallardi playing the front row. Odd received by the libero. Returned by Florida Southwestern to the back corner and down for a point. Little tip drill. And we're tied at two. That's Giovanna Rocha with her second kill. And serving for Florida Southwestern. It's Sarah Gamboa. Jump serve into the net. Service error. Mack point. 3-2. Lady Cardinals lead. Second Florida Southwestern serving error. And now it's Sada Pievic to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Pievic sinking serve received by the Bucks, set to the right side, cleared and down. That is Letizia Okanafua in off the bench for her first kill. And back to serve the libero, Sarah Webb, as we are tied at three. Sinking serve, Nichols receives, back set to Gallardi, got it with the cross-court attack. First kill of the game for Lada Gallardi. And her 324th kill of the season. 4-3, Mack leads. And now Gallardi back to serve. Serve on the far side, played by Florida Southwestern, set to the right side, and that again was Okanafua, and she will put it off the arm of the libero, Ava Pinuel, and out of bounds. We're tied at four. So early on, 8 points in, tied at every juncture. Four ties. And now Giovanna Rocha back to serve for the Bucks. Short serve, played by Dombrowski. She wants it back. The set goes back to her. She cannot keep it inside the antenna as she sent it right into it, and it's out of bounds. Second lead change of the set. Florida Southwestern back on top. 5-4 as we have a short break. They have to readjust the antenna on the net as Dombrowski's power attack ricocheted off of it and kind of bent it a little bit. We did get a whistle for the court to our right to serve. And Giovanna Rocha served to put it in play. The officials weren't ready. They had to stop it. And now we're ready to go as they clear the ball from court two that was onto court one. Kate Nichols threw it back over there. Trinity Valley leading Frank Phillips in set 1-6-4. Mack trails 5-4 here on set one. Or here on court one in set one. Dombrowski off of a block going back to get it. The libero Webb set in the middle and a back row attack will be pounded to the floor by Okanafua. And beg your pardon, that was Sarah Gamboa, her first kill. And a 3-0 lead for Florida Southwestern. They're up by 2, 6-4. And it's still Rocha serving. And she puts this one in play from the left side, played by Pinuel up front. Farofino will back set, slide play. No, back row attack. That's Gallardi. Haven't seen that from Mack much this season. Cross-court attack from the far side. That's Okanafua again. Down for a point. 7-4 Bucks. The 3 seed leading the 14 seed. And they will serve. That's Rocha. Puts it in play. Nichols receives. Pena will set to Dombrowski. She'll send it into the net, and that's four hits as it ricocheted off the net and hit her again. 8-4 Bucks, a four-point game. Tim Copeland takes a timeout. It's an early one. It's a five-point run, something Tim Copeland said they can't allow against the number three team in the tournament. We'll take a break. Mac trailing 8-4 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Hey, this is Tim Copeland, head volleyball coach at Mineral College, Lady Cardinals. You're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Volley in progress. Dombrowski into a block right there. Pinuel. Back set goes to the back row for Lana Gallardi. She will clear. Push set to the right side. Florida Southwestern continues the run out of the timeout. That's Okadofua again. And she's got four kills. It is 9-4 Bucks. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home business, or life insurance. Six-point rally for Florida Southwestern has them up by five. Back set, Shaw, slide play off the libero web. Still alive. Set to the right side. Okanofua into a block, and Farofino will tap it back across. Diving for it. Florida Southwestern. Now they clear. Pinuel is there. Farofino shuttle set in the middle. Shaw tips it across up front. That was Rocha. Back to the near side. Dombrowski will clear off the arm of Gamboa and played back up front for Okanofua. Right there, Lady Cardinals. Farofino. Lotta Gallardi from the 10-foot line. That's off of a block. Sarah Webb is there. Set the middle. Blocked by Shaw. What a diving dig to keep it alive. Set to the near side. Cleared and down for a point. Again, it's Okanofua. She's got five early on, and it is 10-4 in that. Our longest volley here of the opening set. And Giovanna Rocha back to serve. Serve received by Nichols. Back set. Shaw tipped to the right side. Played into a 50-50 ball off the net. Now with Max. Shaw tipped it off the tape as she cleared. Back set. Dombrowski to the far side going all the way back to get it. It was Gamboa. Played to Okanofua and she can't clear. And Mack will get a point and end the 7-0 run. 10-5 Lady Cardinals trail. And it'll be Gabby Dombrowski back to serve. Dombrowski this season tied for the team lead with Lotta Gallardi and aces, 45 this year. This serve is played by the libero, Webb, set in the middle and spiked down for a point from the middle hitter, Alexandra Lucic. Her first kill, 11-5, Buccaneers. And back to serve, Maggie Malechevich. Off the bench, she's from Bulgaria, 6'2 sophomore, 28 aces this season. Pinuel receives that serve. Set to the back row, Gabrielle Dombrowski off of a block. There's Webb, the libero for the Bucks, set to Okanofua, too far and out. And Mack gets the point, 11-6. Scorekeeping purposes, Lana Gallardi with the only point for Mack, one kill. Two other points off of service errors, the other two off of hitting errors. The other three off of hitting errors, I should say. Sinking serve by Pinuel, received. Tipped across, rolls over the tape. Going to get that, it's Florida Southwestern. As they set to the right side, that one's cleared. With a little off-speed hit. Farofino, set or dump, got it. 11-7. Mack trying to claw their way back, down four. Farofino with her first kill of the night, of the day, of the morning, I should say. It's still 10-21. Her 73rd kill of the season. Peniel serves again. Bad receive, but it's played by Southwestern. Set to the right side and cleared. Dombrowski is there. Back to the near wing. Due to Passos. And a diving dig by the Bucks. Cleared again. Out. No, got the far line. Misread by Mineral Area. 12-7. And on the far side, that was Sarah Gamboa. That's her second kill. And Alexandra Lucic will serve. Serve received by Passos. Bad pass. Passos has to clear into a free ball for the Bucks. There was Rocha. Push that right side. That's Gamboa again. Got it. 13-7. Bucks. Back to a six-point game. Lucic serve. Played by Peniel on the right side. Farofino will keep it on the right side for Pievich. Bad pass, and she couldn't keep it inside the antenna. 14-7. Bucks lead, their largest lead of the first set. And Lucic puts it in play again, this time to the near side off of Passos. That will clear Pievich diving to save the point. They set to the middle. And it's cleared and down for a point. That's Maggie Milicic, her first kill, 15-7. Pievich thought it was going out. It got the back line right on the line. And I think Tim Copeland might be challenging this as they go to video review. The Mac Lady Cardinals trail 15-7 if the point stands. If it's overturned, then it'll be 14-8. Mac will get the point. And I believe Belen Farofino will go back to serve, if I'm not mistaken. As they do have the video reviews here at the NJCAA National Tournament. They are done at the table by the floor official. While the other officials wait for the call, and as do the teams. The original call on this play was ruled in on a ball that looked like it was headed for the back line. Now, where I am seated, I'm screened from the very back line for Mineral Area on their defensive end. So we'll have to see what the ruling is. Lotta Gallardi, I could hear her audibly up here saying out, waiting for that one to fall, but the sanctioned corner judge says it was in, and we go to review. Long review process. Now they get it pulled up. 15-7, Mac trailing. If the point stands, it'll be 14-8. If it's overturned, the last time Mac was in the net ago, 2023 at Hutchinson, Kansas, and on every challenge attempt, the Lady Cardinals were 0-for. Long review at the table. Here, I'd like to use this time to thank a couple of our sponsors. Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Touch of Glass in Bonterre, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilston Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Madison Medical Center, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service, Casa of the Parkland, Utico Bank, Lead Belt Pump and Supply, Rebecca McClanahan, Missouri Farm Bureau Agent, and Ironton, St. Francis County Commissioners, Powell Automotive in Park Hills, State Senator Mike Henderson, State Representative Becky Laubinger, Mineral Area College Athletic Booster Club, and Wade's Auto Service. Thank you guys so much for making this broadcast from the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament possible through the facilities of Odal Media Group, KFMO Sports, AM 1240, KFMO, and KFMO Sports Plus. Long video review to decide whether this play was in or out. And at one point, if it takes so long, do you go replay the point? I don't think you can replay the point in the national tournament with how tightly contested some of these games would be. Checking, I want to say out-of-town score, but it's actually a score 15 feet away from our game. Trinity Valley up in set one on Frank Phillips. 14-10. That's over on court two. Mack playing on court one. And here, if this point stands, it's 15-7 Florida Southwestern. Again, we are in a review. The ruling originally was in the official from the table. And it's out. Mack wins. No, Florida Southwestern wins the point. It was in. The official originally pointed towards Mack. Mack began to cheer. And it is a Florida Southwestern point on an attack ball that falls in that Sarah Gamboa. And now back to serve. It's Alexandra Lucic again. 4-0 run for the Bucks, up by 8. Serve received by Dombrowski. Bad pass ace. First ace from either side. It is 16-7. Mack trails. And Lucic will put this one in play again. This time on the near side, Passos receives. Farofino with the set back to Passos on the left side. She'll clear. That'll ricochet off of Rocha. Set to the right side for Gamboa, but she can't clear, and Mack will get the point back. 16-8. They trail by 8, and Farofino back to serve. And the Lady Cardinals have made a full rotation as she served to put this national tournament in play. Sinking serve towards the net, not cleared. Mack point. 16-9. Lady Cardinals have scored two in a row for the third time in the set. Have yet to score three in a row. That would be a perfect time for an ace from Farofino. Serve received by the Bucks. Bad pass. It's towards the net and cleared by Florida Southwestern. Now it's Gallardi into a block. Digs it out of the block. Tipped across by Pievich and down for a point. 16-10. Sada Pievich with her first kill. And the Lady Cardinals back down by 6. Trying to claw their way back into this one. As it will be a serve from Belen Farofino. The Lady Cardinals on a 3-0 run. Serve on the right side. Played by Gamboa. Up front, blocked. That's Pievich again. 16-11. Mack down by 5. And it's still Farofino serving for the Lady Cards. Serve on the right side, out by a couple of inches, serving error. I like the look from Farofino, just couldn't keep it in. Mack for serving error, 17-11. And it's Serena Mackinnon to serve for the Bucks as she puts it in play on the right side. Passos is there. Farofino will set to the back row. Dombrowski punches it towards the donut. Diving web to play. Set in the middle. Perfect pass. Perfect attack. Perfect kill. Valentina Zaveos, her first kill from the middle. 18-11. Well, you knew you weren't going to come in and sweep the 3 seed in the tournament. You got to regroup after this set. Serve received by Passos. Farofino will set. Gabrielle Dombrowski, flat-footed attack, too far and out. 19-11. And Tim Copeland to the floor to right the ship as they trail by 8. With Mackinnon back to serve again. Bullet serve off of Pinyol. Farofino will set to Passos. She'll have to send over a free ball. She does. Up front, that was Zaveos. Set to the left side, cleared, and down for a point. That's Giovanna Rocha, her third kill. 20-11. Mack trails in set one. Arena Mackinnon back to serve once more. 50 aces on the season. Hasn't had one yet. And this one, Passos receives. Farofino will set to the middle. Dombrowski, attack ball, again, too far and out. 21-11. And here comes Courtney Tatum to the floor on a substitution. Sada Pievich coming out. Courtney Tatum, a 6-foot freshman from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Serve off of Passos, received by Mack. Farofino will set for Dombrowski. She goes roll shot, coming to get that. It was Rocha, set in the middle and into a block. That's Courtney Tatum off the bench and on the board. 21-12 with the stuff block. Mack trailing. Katie Nichols comes in to serve. And the Lady Cardinals down by a lot, but we are in set one, so a lot of time to go. Serve off the libero web. It's an ace for Mack and Kate Nichols. 21-13. Mack, first ace of the set. Can Nichols do it again? Serve received by the Bucks. Set in the middle. Off of Farofino. Set goes to Dombrowski. She will clear. Webb in the back row for Florida Southwestern. Set to the right side off of a block and out of bounds. That was Giovanna Rocha, her fourth kill, 22-13. And now Sarah Gamboa back to serve for the Bucks. Leap serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to Dombrowski on the left side. Off of a block, going to back to get at the libero web. Set to the right side. Somebody's in the net. It's Florida Southwestern, and it was Letizia Okunafua. Mack point, 22-14. And had they not called in the net, Asadipievich will come back in to serve. Had they not called in the net, the attack ball was also outside the antenna. So it would have been a Mack point no matter what. Pievich serving on the left side of the serve line just in front of us. Serve received by the Bucks. Sent to the right side. This is Okunafua. Pievich, bad pass. Pievich with the dig towards the net. Dombrowski can't keep it inside the antenna. It's out, 23-14. Nothing that Pievich could do on that try. As she comes back out of the game, the libero Ava Pinyol comes in. Sarah Webb from Maitland, Florida. She will serve. Received by Nichols. Farofino back set to Lada Gagliardi into a block dug out by Pinyol. Back to Gagliardi. She'll tip over a free ball. Right there to play it, Lucic. Set to the right side. There's Pinyol to play that one out of a tip drill. Sent back across off of Webb. Still alive. Free ball middle area. Somehow the Bucks cleared. Too far and out. Mack point, 23-15. Down by eight, a lot of time left in the match, but getting late in set one. Serve tipped the netting, played by the Bucks, cleared and down for Giovanna Rocha, her fifth kill at its set point, 24-15 here in the opening set. And Rocha will go back to serve. Serve off of Dombrowski. Pinyol set. Gagliardi from 15 feet away from the net clears. Bad pass. This will be a Mack point. Outside of the antenna. It was cleared, and they had enough hits to do it, but they couldn't keep it in bounds. 24-16. Good eye on the official from the near side on the floor to... or in the near corner to see that one. I didn't see that it was outside the antenna. Gabrielle Dombrowski will serve. Played by Florida Southwestern, set in the middle into a block, dug out by Passos, set to the near side, and Gagliardi will punch it into the net, and that is set one. 25-16, the three-seeded Florida Southwestern Bucks take it over Mineral Area. It's a reset and a change of sides as Mack trails in sets to the number three. 1-0, 25-16 in set one. Back with set two after this on KFMO.
Since 1968, Leadbelt Pump and Supply has been serving the community with authorized sales and service. They have over 30 years of experience to help you with a reputation for quality. If you need contract drilling, Leadbelt Pump and Supply is happy to serve you. You'll find Leadbelt Pump and Supply at 204 East Elvins in Park Hills, or give them a call at 573-431-2476. That's 573-431-2476. Leadbelt Pump and Supply.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
On behalf of the Mineral Area College Athletic Boosters, congratulations to the Mineral Area College volleyball team for their incredible hard work and dedication in making it to nationals. Your teamwork, determination, and passion on the court make the entire Mineral Area community proud. Everyone is cheering you on each step of the way and can't wait to see what you achieve next. Go Mac Volleyball! Keep reaching for greatness!
Woo!
Senator Mike Henderson congratulates the Mineral Area College volleyball team on an outstanding season and their incredible achievement of making it to nationals. He applauds the players, coaches, and staff for their dedication, hard work, and commitment to excellence. Their success brings pride to MAC and to the entire Parkland community. Senator Henderson wishes the team the best of luck as they compete during the national competition. Congratulations, MAC Volleyball. The Parkland is cheering you on.
Hi, this is Gabrielle Dembrowski of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set 2 is about to get started. The MAC Lady Cardinals trail in sets 1-0. Florida Southwestern State, the Bucks, take set 1, 25-16. The teams will now switch sides. MAC attacks towards us. Florida Southwestern attacks away from us. And over on court 2, they're still in set 1. Frank Phillips on set point against Trinity Valley. That's the 11 seed leading the 6 seed, 24-20. Here on court 1, MAC and Florida Southwestern ready to go in the second set, and the Bucks will have the opening serve. Tim Copeland said in the pregame that you can't allow a couple of 5-0 runs to the number 3 seed in the tournament, and his club allowed 3 of them, one of those being 7-0, the other two being 5-0. MAC did have a 4-0 run and a trio of 2-0 runs in the opening set, but were unable to find the momentum. Let's see if they can do that here in set 2. Set, serve, ball in progress. Tipped across, that's Lotta Gallardi. Played by the Bucks, set in the middle, and down for a point. That is Valentina Zaveos with her second kill, first of the set. And the Bucks lead 1-0 in set 2. And they serve again. Serve received by Passos. Pinyol will set back to Passos at the 10-foot line. She clears. In the back row, it's played by Malecic. Cleared by Mack. Set to Passos into a block and out of bounds. We're tied at 1. Passos with the kill. Her first. And Kate Nichols will come in to serve. Nichols had an ace in the opening set. She'll put it in play off the libero, and that'll be, nearly an ace. We play on. Nope, it's out of bounds across midcourt. MAC point. 2-1. how they have this set up here at Austin Peay State University. The half-court line is out of bounds. Anything beyond that cannot be played, as they have these courts set up next to each other. Sinking serve received by Austin Peay. Straight out, not deflected. Mack leads 3-1. Kate Nichols with another serve. Put the Bucks. And did I say Austin Peay? My apologies, folks. Florida State. Florida Southwestern State. We're at Austin Peay State University on the campus in Dunn Center. Serve received again by the Bucks. Set to the right side from the 10-foot line. It's cleared. There was Pinuel. Set back to the right side. Dombrowski off of a block and down for a point. Mack up 4-1 early in set two. Keep the foot on the gas, Lady Cardinals. And Nichols will serve again. We have, what are we waiting on? Ava Pinuel discussing with the chair official something. It has to do with Gabrielle Dombrowski. Perhaps they told her to, and she has been awarded a yellow card. She was told to take the earrings out, and she does. A yellow card from the chair official. For Gabrielle Dombrowski, Kate Nichols back to serve. 4-1 is the lead for the Lady Cardinals. Nichols, serve, played in the back row by Milicevic, cleared off of a block. Nichols, then Dombrowski. Farofino will tap it across. Right there to play was Rocha. Set back to Rocha, the near side. Blocked! Dombrowski and Gallardi. 5-1 on the double block. And the Lady Cardinals up by 4. Their largest run of the game at 5-0 currently. Serve of the near side, played by the Bucks. Set back up front. A cross-court attack is down for a point, and Mack is in the net as well. 5-2. That'll stop the 5-0 run. That kill, by the way, for Sarah Gamboa. Her fourth. She goes back to serve, and coming into the contest, Leticia Okinafua. She has 5 kills all in that first set. As she comes to the floor for the first time in set 2. And in fact, they're going to replay that point. Perhaps an incorrect ruling. I did not get. Okay, so it won't be 5-2. Instead, it'll be 5-1 still. So take the point away from Gamboa. I'm not sure what led to that discussion. Here's a sinking serve played by the Bucks. Set to Gamboa, and she'll get the kill anyways. 5-2. And that will be her fourth kill. And now she goes back to serve as Leticia Okinafua will now come to the floor. I don't know what they ruled that would have led to that replay of the point. Nichols receives serve. Tip back across. Nichols is there again. Set goes to Gallardi, and she splits defenders and hits the floor. 6-2. Gallardi with her second kill. Lady Cardinals up by 4 as Sadapievic will go back to serve. Ava Pinuel coming off the floor. Pievic serving from the right side. Off of the Bucks, going back to get at Rocha. She will set to the 10-foot line. Free ball set over for Mineral Area. There was Nichols. Push set right side. Dombrowski off of a block. Webb is there in the back row for the Bucks. Right side attack. Down for a point. That's Rocha, her sixth kill. 6-3. Mack leads. And it'll be the libero, Sarah Webb, back to serve. Webb serve, played by Nichols. Farofino will set Dombrowski into a block, kicked alive, and down for a point. Dombrowski with the kill. That player that blocked it, Giovanna Rocha, falling backwards, tried to kick it to keep it alive, but could not make a clean pass. 7-3, Mack. First kill for Dombrowski, and back to serve, it's Lotta Gallardi. Gallardi serve on the near side. Played by Okunofua. They set in the middle, and it's cleared by Lucic. Back to the right side. Dombrowski off of a block and out of bounds. 8-3 Cardinals. Timeout. Bucks will take the break. Largest lead of the game for Mineral Area. 5 points, 8-3. You're listening to MAC Athletics on KFMO.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Hola, este es Belén Ferrufino del Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, y te estás escuchando al National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set two. We're early in it still. Mac leads 8-3. Trail and sets 1-0. It is Lotta Gallardi back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Out of the timeout called by Florida Southwestern. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Gallardi ready to serve. Hasn't had an ace yet tonight, this morning, I should say. 45 aces on the season. The Bucks will play this one. It's cleared into a stuff block. Olivia Shaw, 9-3. Shaw with her 104th block of the season. Trailing only Sadapievich. Gallardi serve again on the near side. That time it's played. Set to the right side. Okunofua will clear off of a block. Dombrowski is there. Ferrufino with the setter dump, but she plays it into the net and then kicked it away, and they call two hits. Mack wanted to play on, but it's the right call. Ferrufino was the one that put it into the net. 9-4. And so it'll be the Bucks now to serve. Serving, Rocha, played by Nichols. Ferrufino will set to the right side. Dombrowski off of a block. There's the libero web. Back to the left side. That's Sokotafua. Changed the angle on it and got the kill. 9-5. And here's where you need the quick one or two and done. If you're the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Dombrowski, played by Shaw. Nichols will attack from the back row. It's received by the Bucks. Sutton cleared and down on the far line for the back row hitter, Sarah Gamboa, her fifth kill, and it's a three-point game, 9-6. Mack was up by six, lead cut in half. Rocha will serve again, played by Dombrowski. Ferrufino will set to Lotta Gallardi from the back row off of the libero. Sarah Webb going back to get it. It was Gamboa and cleared into a free ball. Gallardi is there. Ferrufino will backset Shaw on the slide play. Received by the Bucks. Bad pass and cleared into a free ball for Mack. Ferrufino backset Shaw again. Tapped to the near side. Webb came to get that one. Set back to Okunofua. She'll tip it over the block and pass the outstretched arm of Lotta Gallardi and down for a point, 9-7. Okunofua with her seventh kill, and it's a two-point game. The Lady Cardinals were up by six. Over on court two, Frank Phillips took the first set from Trinity Valley. They trail in set two, 6-5, but we do have a review happening over there. And here on court one, Mac on serve receive. 9-7, they lead. 4-0 rally for Florida Southwestern. Serve received by the Lady Cardinals. Ferrufino, slide play, Shaw. Nice dig by Gamboa. Set back to Okunofua off of a block and down for a point. 1 point game, 9-8. Letizia Okunofua tearing up the Lady Cardinals with eight kills in this game, and the Lady Cards will use a timeout. Still up by a point, but 5-0 for the Florida Southwestern in the last five has made it close. And set two, you're listening to MAC Athletics on KFMO.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penn-Yule's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home. Get ready for the magic of the season at Casa of the Parklands annual Festival of Trees. Bid on your favorite decorated trees and wreaths beginning Thanksgiving Day, November 27th at noon. Then join the fun Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stroll through a forest of dazzling trees, wreaths, a gingerbread village, vendor shops, and more. And don't miss the gingerbread competition, kids' activities, and Sweets Cafe. Festival of Trees, supporting Casa of the Parklands.
Oi, aqui quem fala é Lara Gilard do Mineral Area Lady Cardinals e você está escutando to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
That was Lara Gilardi as she has two kills and a block in this game. Her club down her club leads 9-8 down and sets 1-0. But serving Florida Southwestern trying to tie, it is Giovanna Rocha, played by Mack. There's Gilardi, attacked to the near side, dug by Webb the libero, set to Rocha. She clears. Kate Nichols in the back row for Mack is there to play. Right side set goes to Gabrielle Dombrowski through a block and down. Dombrowski with four kills, and Mack lead back to 2-10-8. That'll stop a 5-0 run for the Bucks. And Duda Passos back into the game as Gabrielle Dombrowski back to serve. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegrau, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Dombrowski to serve. Played by the Bucks. Set in the middle and down for a point. Lucic with the kill. Her second, 10-9. Lucic, the 6'3 sophomore from Serbia. Doesn't even have to really jump for an attack ball in the middle. She just reached the arm up and tap it down. Might have had a 2-inch vertical there on that attack ball. Sinking serve played by Mack. Back set, Shaw threw a block, and that'll be a point for the Lady Cardinals. 11-9, Shaw with the kill. Ava Pinuel serving now for the Lady Birds, up by two. Looking for some separation here in the second set. Had a 6-point lead early on. Pinuel serve on the near side, received by the Bucks, set in the middle. That time it's played by the Lady Cards, but Dombrowski with the dig couldn't make a clean pass, 11-10. And again, it's Alexandra Lucic, her third kill. Still a 1-point game, Mac up 11-10. And now serving, it is Lucic, played by the Lady Cards. Back set, Lana Gilardi off of Lucic. We play on. Set to the right side, way too far and out, no deflection. That was straight out, Sarah Gamboa. That had no chance of being in, 12-10. And Belen Farofino will serve. Farofino serve, received by Malechevich, set to the far side, and cleared too far and out. Mack point, 13-10. Lady Cardinals getting that 3-point lead. And Farofino will serve again. On the left side of the serve line this time. Serve received by Gamboa. Set back to Gamboa. She'll put it off of a block. Stays with the Bucks. Set back to Gamboa on the right side. A cross-court attack. Got the line. Pinuel thought it was out. The official says it's in. If Mack does not challenge, it's 13-11. They will not. And Gamboa has her sixth kill. And serving now, Arena Mäkinen. Pievich will tip it across. Played by the Bucks as Matt clears. To the right side, line shot too far and out. That will miss on the attack ball from Giovanna Rocha. 14-11, Lady Cardinals lead. And here comes Kate Nichols back to serve. Gudipassos comes out. We're in a set two, about, I would say, to the midway portion of the set, if you will. Back up by three. Kate Nichols to serve. She has an ace today. Serve received by the Bucks. Set in the middle, off of a block. Nichols came to get that one. Farofino, back set. Gallardi. Dig in the back row by Milicevic. Set to the right side, and Gamboa. A cross-court attack again. Got the far corner. Gamboa's got seven. 14-12, Lady Cardinals still by two. And Sarah Gamboa will go back to serve for Florida Southwestern. The 3 seed serves to the 14 seed. Down by 2 points, up and sets 1-0. Nichols receives. Farofino back set. Pievich into a block and down. That's Zaveos and Okinafua both there, and it's a 1-point game, 14-13. Belen Farofino wiping up some perspiration on the floor with the NJCAA towel here at the national tournament. Gamboa back to serve again. High toss and the jump serve. Way out of bounds, and she was even across the serve line for a serve violation. 15-13, Lady Cardinals lead. First service error by either side in this second set. Third from Florida Southwestern. Second from Gamboa. And now it's Sada Pievich to put it in play for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by the libero. Back set to the right side and too far and out on the cross-court try from Rocha. Mack up 16-13 here in set two. And Pievich will serve again. Pievich gets the signal from the official. She'll put it in play to the near side. Off of Okinafua. They back set to the right side for Rocha. Into a block and down for a point. Shaw and Dombrowski. Double block. 17-13. Lady Cardinals back up by four. Serve received by, oh, wow, miscommunication from Mack. It was received by Sarah Gamboa. She cleared into a free ball for the Lady Cards, and it fell for a point. 17-14. Mack still up by three. And it will be the libero, Sarah Webb, to serve. Kate Nichols receives. Farofino will set to Gabby Dombrowski. Can't keep it inside the antenna. 17-15, a bad pass. And it's a 2-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. Sarah Webb back to serve again. Nichols receives that one. Farofino will push that Dombrowski again into the antenna. 17-16. 3 in a row for the Bucks. Timeout Mineral Area with that 1-point lead where they called the timeout earlier in this set. Mack up 17-16 as we get later in set two on KFMO.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Presiding Commissioner Harold Gallagher, District 1 Commissioner Kerry Buckley, and District 2 Commissioner David Cater of the St. Francis County Commission celebrate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team. What a season of grit, talent, and big wins. Now, as you play in nationals, our entire county is behind you. Go dominate, Lady Cardinals. Your community is proud, inspired, and cheering you on. Good luck from the St. Francis County Commission.
Hi, this is Ava Pinyol on the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Layden, set two. Mack leads 17-16. They were up by four. It's been three in a row for the Bucks. Out of the back timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Stuff, block, and we're tied for the first time since 1-1. And that was Letizia Okanafua. Second tie of the set. Timeout again brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegraw and John Steffen. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. That's a service error, and Mack will retain the lead. Serving error that time by Okanafua. And now it's Sadapievich to serve for the Lady Cards. On the near side, and it's an ace through the fingertips of Alexandra Lucic. 19-17, first Mack ace of the set. It's Gallardi, her 46th and team leading 46th of the season. Gallardi will serve again. That time it's received by Gamboa. They set to Okanafua off of a block. Nichols went to get that. Pinyol all the way back. Dombrowski will send over a free ball for the Bucks as Mack was able to clear. Set in the middle and down for a point. Lucic, her fourth. Mack up 19-18. And they put the score up on the wrong side. There they go. They correct it. A one-point lead for the Lady Cardinals late in the second set. A lot of Gallardi will wipe up some more perspiration on the far side of the floor. Feel like this is a set Mack has to win. I don't know how easy it's going to be. Well, it would not be easy, I can tell you that, to take three in a row against the number three team. Definitely think you're going to need this set. Lady Cardinals up by a point. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to Lana Gallardi. She'll put it through a block off the chest of Gamboa. They set back to Gamboa from the back row. Nichols with her back feet on the line plays that one. Shaw in the middle. It's still alive. Set to the right side. Okanafua. And down for a point. We're tied at 19. Third tie of the set. And now Giovanna Rocha back to serve. She was on the serve line for a couple of runs today. Serve received by Mack. Lotta Gallardi in the back row. Gamboa set to Okanafua off of a block and down for a point. And Florida Southwestern takes over. First lead since 1-0 in this set. Now up 20-19 late in the second set. And Rocha will serve again. And the Lady Cardinals have no more timeouts. Rocha serve. Nichols plays. Farofino will set Dombrowski into a block. There's Nichols. Farofino back to Dombrowski. Through a double block. Cross-court attack. Got the far line. Tying us at 20. Fourth tie of set two. Dombrowski with her fifth kill. That leads the Lady Cardinals, and she goes back to serve. And a set that the Mack has to have. Down in sets, 1-0. Dombrowski serve. Nearly an ace. That will not be cleared. It's Mack point. 21-20 and a lead change. Our second. Check that, our third of set two. As Mack takes over, Dombrowski to serve again. See if she can serve something that would put the Bucks defense and receive team in a bad spot. Dombrowski serve off of the libero web, set in the middle and tipped. Farofino was there. Pinyol now to Dutopassos, a cross-court attack into a stuff block and tying us at 21s. That was Alexandra Lucic. The Lady Cardinals remain close. Fifth tie of set two. And back to serve. Maggie Milicevic. And a tie game, 21-21. We're in the second set. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Passos through a block off of Milicevic. It's cleared. Mack is there. Farofino back set. Shaw, line shot. Webb going all the way back to get it. A buck, and she can't do it. That was, I believe, Rocha going back to get it. Or Milicevic, perhaps, and she couldn't. 22-21, Lady Cardinals with the lead after the Shaw kill. Now it's Ava Pinyol to serve to the near side off of Gamboa. Set back to Gamboa. Cross-court attack. Got it. 22-all. Ninth kill for Sarah Gamboa. And back to serve, it's Alexandra Lucic. Sixth tie of set two. Set one featured four ties, all in the first 8 points of the game. Bad receive from Dombrowski. Lotta Gilardi will clear from the back row. It's played by the Bucks. Set to the left side. That's Gamboa off of a block and down for a point. 23-22 late in the second set. A lead for the Buccaneers. Three-time defending national champions. Serve received by Passos. Farofino will tip it. Coming to get it, though, was Lucic. Right side attack to the back row. That was Rocha, played by the Lady Cards. Passos tipped it to the near side. Back corner and out. And it's set point for Florida Southwestern. Tim Copeland asking the official at the table. And I don't know if he was... I thought maybe he would burn a challenge there, use it as a timeout. That's not the case. Dombrowski can't receive that. A service ace from Lucic will end the set, and Mack has to claw out of a two-set deficit against the number three team in the tournament. 25-22, the final in set two, and the Bucks lead 2-0. Set three coming up after this. It's the National Volleyball Tournament on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
When it comes to auto care, trust the experts at Powell Automotive in Park Hills. Powell Automotive is your go-to destination for everything from auto repairs to quick oil changes and more. The experienced team at Powell Automotive is dedicated to keeping your vehicle running smoothly. Give them a call at 573-315-5119 or stop by 402 5th Street in Park Hills to schedule your next service. Powell Automotive, where quality and convenience meet the road. Drive confidently with Powell.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Transform your bathroom into a luxurious retreat
with a touch of glass shower enclosure serving St. Francis County and neighboring areas.
With expertise dating back to 2010, they specialize in installing frameless, rain glass, and angled shower doors. Take advantage of their free home estimate today. Visit atogshowerdoors.com or dial 314-742-9100.
Elevate your shower experience with a touch of glass shower enclosures in Bonterre, where elegance meets functionality.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
Since 1968, Leadbelt Pump and Supply has been serving the community with authorized sales and service. They have over 30 years of experience to help you with a reputation for quality. If you need contract drilling, Leadbelt Pump and Supply is happy to serve you. You'll find Leadbelt Pump and Supply at 204 East Elvins in Park Hills or give them a call at 573-431-2476. That's 573-431-2476. Leadbelt Pump and Supply.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Hi, this is Kate Nichols of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set three is about to get started. The Lady Cardinals down in sets 2-0 to the three seed in the national tournament, Florida Southwestern State Buccaneers. Mac, the number 14 seed, Lady Cardinals. And they will serve first here in set three. Looking to change it up and at least take a set off of the top seed, or the three seed and defending champ, Florida Southwestern. And we're ready to go in the third set. Lynn Farofino puts it in play. It's received by the Bucks, sent in the middle, into a block. Pievich with the stuff. 1-0, Lady Cards. That is three stuff blocks for Sada Pievich in the contest. And Farofino will serve again. First time Mac has started the set with the lead. Farofino service ace. Terrible receive from Sarah Gamboa. First ace for Farofino in the proceeding. And she serves again. That's received by Milicevic. Set to Gamboa. Cross-court attack off of Dombrowski and into the seated section. 2-1. Gamboa with her 10th kill. That leads all hitters in the contest from both sides. She and Okunafua have been a force from the outside for the Bucks this morning. Okunafua has 9, Gamboa again with 10. Now serving, it is Mackinnon sent to the back row. Dombrowski off of Milicevic up front, tapped down, point Mineral Area. And I think we're going to get a challenge here from the Florida Southwestern Bucks. No, we are not. It'll be a block from Lana Gallardi. And it's 3-1 Lady Cardinals. Back to serve Kate Nichols. Serve, nearly an ace. We play on. Free ball Mineral Area if it's cleared. There's Lana Gallardi. Malin Farofino will set to Gabby Dombrowski. Through a block and deflected and down for a point off of Milicevic. And it's 4-1 Lady Cardinals. They led 4-1 in set two. Dombrowski with her 6th kill to lead the Lady Birds. Another serve from Nichols. Off of the libero towards the net. Tap down. It's Pievich with the kill. 5-1. Terrible serve receive again from the Bucks. And Mack has the point. And they were up 5-1 to start set two. Can they keep their foot on the gas here in set three? Nichols serve received by the Bucks. Push set right side. Rocha into a block and down. It's Gallardi. 6-1 Lady Cardinals on a 4-0 run and an early timeout from the Buccaneers head coach Cesar Bonacci. You're listening to MAC Athletics, the National Volleyball Tournament. Lady Cardinals down 2-0, but up in set 3-6-1 on KFMO.
Hi, I'm State Representative Becky Lobinger of the 117th District. I want to congratulate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team on an incredible season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have paid off, and making it to nationals is a tremendous achievement. Our community is so proud of you, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Congratulations on earning your way to nationals.
When it comes to auto care, trust the experts at Powell Automotive in Park Hills. Powell Automotive is your go-to destination for everything from auto repairs to quick oil changes and more. The experienced team at Powell Automotive is dedicated to keeping your vehicle running smoothly. Give them a call at 573-315-5119 or stop by 402 5th Street in Park Hills to schedule your next service. Powell Automotive, where quality and convenience meet the road. Drive confidently with Powell.
Hi, this is Olivia Shaw of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Volley in progress. Mack receives the return. Dombrowski, oh, diving. Milicevic, she plays it. Set to the right side. That is Gamboa. In the back row, there's Nichols. Back set, bad pass. Cleared by Gallardi. Set to the left side. Tip drill, Rocha. And down for a point. Pinyol couldn't get to it. It is 6-2 out of the Florida Southwestern timeout. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sutziger in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Now back to serve Gamboa. That'll stop a 4-0 run from the Lady Cardinals, and that means Okunofuwa is back on the floor. Serve received by Pinyol. Farofino back set. Lana Gallardi, line shot, got it. Took something off of that one, and it's 7-2. Gallardi with her third kill. And back to serve Sanapievich. Pievich serve. Received by Gamboa. Set to Okunofuwa on the right side. Through a block and down for a point. 7-3. She has done the same thing every time, and Mack still can't stop it because she'll either take some speed off of it or she'll attack with the full hammer swing, if you will. Okunofuwa with her 10th, and it's a four-point game. Now Sarah Webb, the libero. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino backs at Lotta Gallardi. Cross-court attack. Got it. 8-3. Mack leads, and Gallardi back to serve. That's four kills for Gallardi. Serve received in the front row. And Okunofuwa from the 10-foot line off of a block. Kate Nichols is there. Farofino will set Dombrowski. A cross-court attack, and she got it. 9-3. Dombrowski, I thought that pass from Farofino may have been a little too hot to handle. It would have put Dombrowski outside the antenna, but she somehow kept that alive with the cross-court attack and got the far wing. Lady Cards up by 6. They were up 9-3 in set 2. Let it slip away. Serve receive by the Bucks. Set in the middle and down for a point. That's Lucic, her 5th. 9-4. And back to serve, Giovanna Rocha. The 6'1 sophomore from Brazil. 46 aces this season. Has not yet contributed an ace today. And Lotta Gallardi wipes up some perspiration on the floor to maybe slow the momentum down of the Bucks, who look for their 25th win of the season. Mack going to have to claw out of a two-set deficit if they want win 28. Rocha serve. Received by Dombrowski. Farofino back to Dombrowski. Cross-court attack. There's Okunofuwa. Set in the middle. And again, it's killed by the 6'3 sophomore Lucic. Her 6th kill, 9-5, Mack up. And Rocha will go back to serve. Not a whole lot you can do there against Lucic. Rocha serves. Received by Dombrowski. Gallardi will set, and Pinyol will clear into a free ball. Right in the middle. They set again to Lucic, and again, she kills it. 9-6, three in a row for Florida Southwestern. Why not go to her again on this point, as she's been unstoppable. In fact, she, Okunofuwa, and Gamboa all have been dominant tonight. for the Bucks. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will set back to Dombrowski at the 10-foot line. She clears. There's the libero web. And again, they go to who else? It's Lucic. Four kills in a row, 9-7. And Rocha will continue the serve for Florida Southwestern. Short serve, Dombrowski is there. Pena will set back to Dombrowski. Cross-court attack too far and out. Mack wants a deflection, and it was deflected. 10-7, Lady Cardinals lead. Dombrowski with the kill. Had it not been deflected, would have been out by about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet. And now Dombrowski back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. 3-point lead for Mack. Serve received by Gamboa. 50-50 ball at the net and cleared. This is Constantina Loizidi into the game with that block. Back to her. She will attack cross court and got it. Loizidi, her sixth kill of the season. 11-7. Lady Cardinals. Duda Passos did not come in. In fact, it was Loizidi who came in for Dombrowski to go back and serve. Serve received by the Bucks. Set on the far side, Okanafua into a block. The guy out of the block going to get that, Gallardi, and Pinyol will punch it to the back row. There's Rocha, set in the middle, blocked by Constantini, and they call her in the net. 11-8. That ricocheted off of her upper body and back across the net, but she was in the net. And so it'll be a point for the Bucks, 11-8, they trail. And it's Constantina Loizidi. Now it's Maggie Milicevic to serve for the Bucks. Pinyol receives. Farofino will set. Loizidi through a block and down. 12-8. Loizidi, the 5'11 freshman from Cyprus. Two kills off the bench for the Lady Cardinals. And Ava Pinyol goes back to serve. Received by Gamboa. They set back to her off of a block and down for a point. 12-9. Gamboa with 11. And back to serve now, Alexandra Lucic. Serve received by Dombrowski, set and cleared by Loizidi. Lucic, right side attack. That's Gamboa off the antenna, out of bounds. 13-9 Lady Cardinals, up by four in set three. And a set they have to win if they want to keep playing in the winner's bracket of the national tournament. They lose this one, they'll fall to the ninth place bracket. And back to serve, Belin Farofino. That's received by Gamboa. Set back to Gamboa. Cross-court attack. Ava Pinyol is there. Farofino will backset. Lada Gallardi. We get a whistle. What do we have? Farofino finished her play across the center line. 13-10. Speaking of 13-10, that is the same score on court two. Trinity Valley up on Frank Phillips in set three. They're tied in sets 1-1. That's on court two. The Lady Cardinals on court one, and they lead 14-10. Service error from Irina Mackinnon out of bounds. And back to serve Kate Nichols, as she will take the spot of Loizidi in the back row. Serve played by Gamboa. They set back to Gamboa. Near side attack, got it, 14-11. Gamboa with 12, and if the Lady Cardinals can keep them at one and done, as Gamboa goes back to serve, yeah, they'll be looking, as we near the middle portion of the set, they'll be in a good spot. Gamboa, serve into the net, service error. 15-11. It is her third serving error today. And back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. It is Sadapievich. Serve received by Gamboa. Set to the back row. Beg your pardon, that was Gamboa. The serve was received by Okanafua. Right side attack. Lotta Gallardi into a block off of Nichols and down for a point. Okanafua with the stuff block. 15-12. Lady Cardinals up by three. Ava Pinyol back into the game for Sadapievich. And the libero, Sarah Webb for Florida Southwestern, back to serve. Serve received by Kate Nichols. Farofino set. Dombrowski off of a block. Webb went back to get that. Set goes to the right side. This is Okanafua. Played by Mack. Towards the net, 50-50 ball. Won by Florida Southwestern. We play on. Back to Dombrowski on the near side. Punched it to the back row. There's Gamboa. Back set. Rocha. Cross-court attack. Nichols came to get that one. Set to the near side. That is Dombrowski. Too far and out. No deflection. 15-12. Still a three-point game. Two-point game, excuse me. And Sarah Webb will serve. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to Shaw into a block. She digs it out of the block. Back to the near side. That is Dombrowski. Might have gone out, but it's played by Mackinnon. Towards the net. Punched across into a block. Dug out of the block by Nichols. Set to Dombrowski off the libero and down for a point. Dombrowski with her ninth kill. 16-13. Lady Cardinals back up by three. And it'll be Sadapievich back to serve. Beg your pardon, Lotta Gallardi back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Gamboa. Set to Okanafua from the 10-foot line. She'll clear off of a block and down for a point. 16-14. 11 kills for Okanafua. And Giovanna Rocha back to serve for the Bucks. We are in set three. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino back set. Shaw on the slide play. Coming to get that. Webb set to Okanafua through a block and out of bounds. Look out, Tim Copeland. He took that one off the shin. 17-14 on the miss hit from Okanafua. They rule that was deflected, though. And I believe Middle Area is going to challenge this. And they are going to challenge that it was rule or that it was out of bounds. And I from what I saw, and I am far away from the floor, this should be an easy challenge win for Mack. And put them up 17-14 instead of it being a 16-15 game. They haven't put the score up yet on the board. I didn't see which official ruled that it was deflected. The original call was out by the near side official on the floor in the near corner. And the original ruling from the chair was ruled Mack point. But then it was overturned to a deflection or a touch from Mack as it went out, maybe. And so they are reviewing this to see perhaps if it was touched. As Tim Copeland watches over the shoulder of the official from about 6 or 7 yards away, not using this as a timeout to get his team sent for the next point. Either way, the Lady Cardinals will be on top. It'll either be a three-point lead or a one-point lead, depending on which way this point goes. Mack has won a challenge already in this match. And they're still looking at this. I didn't see any change of trajectory from the volleyball on that point. Now, that's not to say there wasn't a fingertip that was bent backwards because of the attack. But that was powered at Tim Copeland, bounced in front of him, went off of his shin. And originally ruled a mat point, then was overturned by the officials into a deflection. The Lady Cardinals have challenged this, so they do have to find disputable evidence to overturn the call. They are still looking at it at the table. Slow review process. On court two to our right, Trinity Valley up on Frank Phillips, 22-15. And they do rule it was out, no deflection. Mac point. Make it 17-14. And a three-point lead for the Lady Cards as Gabrielle Dombrowski will go back to serve. After these two games, it'll be Salt Lake versus New Mexico Military Academy and Weatherford against Casper. You can find the bracket online at KFMOsports.com. Hit the Sports Info tab and bracket page from there. You'll be able to find it. Right side attack, Okunofua off of a block. Pignol was there. Farofino will set to Shaw. Bad pass. It's cleared into a free ball by Dombrowski towards the net. Shaw deflected it. They set back up front. Loizidi will send over a free ball. In the back row, it's Webb. Shuttle set in the middle. Attack and down. Yep, that's Lucic. She's got nine. It's 17-15 in a two-point game. Lady Cardinals still lead as Maggie Malechevich will come in to serve for the Buccaneers. Serve received by Dombrowski. Set to Loizidi. Cross-court attack. Got the line. 18-15. Loizidi with three. And Belen Farofino back to serve. Lady Cards up by three. Ava Pignol will serve. It's received by the Bucks. Set and cleared to Lucic. Now it's Loizidi into a block. Dug out of the block. But down for a point. That's a stuff for Lucic. 18-16 as Pignol could only get an arm on it. And Dombrowski diving couldn't make a pass. She did a heck of an effort there on that play. Back set. Pievich. Cross-court attack under the net. Mac point. It was dug by Arosha, but she couldn't make a clean pass. 19-16. Pievich with the kill. And back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. It's Belen Farofino. She'll tap it with a short serve. Played by the Bucks. Set back to Gamboa. Going to get it is the Lady Cardinals, and Gamboa will pick up another kill. It'll be her 13th, 19-17. Ava Pignol had to scramble across the court to get a piece of it, but Matt couldn't clear. And now it's Irina Mackinnon to serve. Serve received by Loizidi, set to Gallardi off of a block. Right there was Mackinnon. They sent to Gamboa. Cross-court attack out of bounds. No deflection. 20-17. Lady Cardinals up in set three. They have to win this set. Katie Nichols will come in to serve for Constantina Loizidi. Back up by three. Served by Nichols. Received by Gamboa. They set in the middle. It's cleared by Rocha and down for a point. 20-18. Mac still up by two. Sarah Gamboa back to serve. And Letizia Okunofua back in. Gamboa serve this time was not a leap throw or leap serve rather. Instead it was a floating serve played by Mac and cleared by Dombrowski. Set to the far side, that's Okunofua, down for a point, her 12th kill. 20-19, Mack by one. Serve received by Pinuel. Back set, Gallardi, cross-court attack. They call it in, that looked out. And I don't think it will be challenged. And it was an in hit, 21-19. So Gallardi's got five kills. That was awfully close from here. I thought it was out by an inch. Sadapievich serves off of Gamboa, set in the middle into a block, dug out by Farofino. Nichols will set. Oh, miscommunication. Pievich and Dombrowski. And they both backed away from it. 21-20. Point for Florida Southwestern. And it's the libero, Sarah Webb, to serve for the Bucks. Down by a point. Have not been tied yet in this third set. Nichols receives. Farofino back set. Gallardi into a block. Webb is there in the back row. Back set. Rocha, cross-court attack. Got the corner. We are tied at 21s late in set three. First tie of the set. And MAC head coach Tim Copeland will take a timeout. Lady Cardinals have to win this set. They're down in sets 2-0. 3-seed Florida Southwestern leads 14-seed MAC. In sets 2-0, we're tied in set 3, 21 apiece. You're listening to MAC Athletics on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Get ready for the magic of the season at Casa of the Parklands annual Festival of Trees. Bid on your favorite decorated trees and wreaths beginning Thanksgiving Day, November 27th at noon. Then join the fun Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stroll through a forest of dazzling trees, wreaths, a gingerbread village, vendor shops, and more. And don't miss the gingerbread competition, kids' activities, and Sweets Cafe. Festival of Trees, supporting Casa of the Parklands.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y, experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Hi, this is Duda Passos of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Olivia Shaw with the point out of the timeout. MAC leads now 22-21. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. As the Lady Cards will serve, it'll be Lana Gallardi, that'll ricochet off of Gamboa, set to the right side, Rocha, through a block and out of bounds. 23-21, MAC by two. Timeout, Florida Southwestern. We'll quickly take a break and come back after this 30-second message from Madison Medical Center.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penn-Yule's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home.
Hi, this is Sara Pievich of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
The MAC Lady Cardinals lead 23-21 out of the Florida Southwestern timeout. MAC needs this set to play a fourth. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sunziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Serving Pievich. Beg your pardon, that's Gallardi. Off of Gamboa. They set to Okunofua. Cross-court attack off of Dombrowski and down for a point, 23-22. Okunofua ties Gamboa for the team lead in scoring with 13 kills. Their team lead in attacking, I guess. Okunofua has three blocks to go with her 13 kills. That would lead the team in scoring. Serving Giovanna Rocha. Mack up by a point, 23-22. Towards the net, serve received by Dombrowski. Set to Gallardi from the 10-foot line. Deflected and back, and a point for Mack. It's set point, 24-22. Gallardi with six. Can the Lady Cardinals take a set from the third seed in the tournament? They're a point away. It's Gabrielle Dombrowski to serve off of Gamboa. Tipped across, Pignol was there. Farofino will set. This is Loizidi in the back row. Gamboa set to the right side. Okunofua spiked it in front of Dombrowski, and it's a one-point game again, 24-23. 14 for Letizia Okunofua. Max still on, set point. And Maggie Milicevic, will come in to serve. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will back set. That's Gallardi tipping it across. Go to get it, Milicevic. Set to the right side, Okunofua. Down, and we're tied at 24s. Second tie of set three. We've yet to have a lead change. Milicevic serve, received by Dombrowski. Back set for Shaw, cross-court attack. Played by Rocha. Set to the right side, Okunofua. Off of a block, Pignol is there. Farofino will set and cleared by Mack. And on the line, that's Shaw. She got it. 25-24. Mack back on set point. Sadapievic comes in. It'll be Ava Pignol back to serve. Trying to win it for Mack, at least win the set. Serve receive, Okunofua. Back line attack, got it. We're tied at 25. Fourth tie of the set. Third tie of the set. Okunofua with 15 and back to serve. Alexandra Lucic. Serve on the near side, played by Dombrowski. Set for Farofino. She clears into a free ball. Push at Okunofua. Spikes it down, and it's match point for Florida Southwestern, 26-25. Okunofua with 16 kills. And Mack head coach Tim Copeland will call his final timeout. We'll keep it here this late in the set. The Lady Cardinals were up in set two, 9-3, and lost it. Up in set three, 9-3, and they're facing match point, 26-25. They led by 20-17, 21-19, 23-21, 24-22, 25-24. But Florida Southwestern showing why they're the third seed in this tournament. They will not go away. They want to win it in straights and not play four. Lady Cardinals have only lost twice this season, once to West Plains and once to Iowa Western. Florida Southwestern has only lost three times, two of those being to the top seed in this tournament, Miami-Dade. And the Bucks are the three-time defending national champions. And they are on match point. Alexandra Lucic to serve. Serve received by Dombrowski. Set to the left side. Loizidi into a block. Dombrowski digs it out. Farofino will set back to Loizidi. She'll tip it over the block towards the donut and cleared by Gamboa in the middle. That's Pievich. There's Gamboa to play. Push set back to Gamboa. She'll tip it across. Oh, it would have gone out. Lotta Gallardi played. Couldn't make a pass. And Mineral Area will head to the consolation bracket. It's a straight set win for Florida Southwestern. The three seed advances, 25-16, 25-22, 27-25. Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show coming up after this. The Mac Lady Cardinals will play tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll have it for you at 9:30 here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.